The Kitten and Falling Leaves by William Wordsworth, read for LibriVox.org by Carolyn Francis. That way look, my infant, lo! What a pretty baby show! See the kitten on the wall, sporting with the leaves that fall, withered leaves, one, two, and three, from the lofty elder tree. Through the calm and frosty air of this morning bright and fair, eddying round and round they sink softly, slowly. One might think, from the motions that are made, every little leaf conveyed sylph or fairy hither tending, to this lower world descending, each invisible and mute in his wavering parachute. But the kitten, how she starts, crouches, stretches, paws, and darts, first at one and then its fellow, just as light and just as yellow. There are many now, now one. Now they stop and there are none. What intenseness of desire in her upward eye of fire! With a tiger leap, halfway now she meets the coming prey, lets it go as fast, and then has it in her power again. Now she works with three or four, like an Indian conjurer, quick as he in feats of art. Vainly glitter hill and plain, and the air is calm and vain. Vainly morning spreads the lure of a sky serene and pure. Creature none can she decoy into open sign of joy. Is it that they have a fear of the dreary season near, or that other pleasures be sweeter even than gaiety? Yet, whate'er enjoyments dwell in the impenetrable cell of the silent heart which nature furnishes to every creature, whatsoe'er we feel and know too sedate for outward show, such a light of gladness breaks, pretty kitten, from thy frakes, spreads with such a living grace o'er my little Dora's face. Yes, the sight so stirs and charms thee, baby, laughing in my arms, that almost I could repine that your transports are not mine, that I do not wholly fare, even as ye do, thoughtless pair. And I will have my careless season, spite of melancholy reason, will walk through life in such a way that, when time brings on decay, now and then I may possess hours of perfect gladsomeness, pleased by any random toy, by a kitten's busy joy, or an infant's laughing eye sharing in the ecstasy. I would fare like that or this, find my wisdom in my bliss, keep the sprightly soul awake, and have faculties to take, even from things by sorrow wrought, matter for a jocund thought, spite of care and spite of grief, to gamble with life's falling leaf. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.